People say fashion moves in 20-year cycles, or at least that it used to. NPR's Netta Ulaby says the cycles of style and nostalgia are speeding up.
When I was a kid in the 1970s, there was a whole pop culture resurgence around the 1950s. Movies like Grease, TV series like Happy Days. Nostalgic look backs at the youthful era of the people who created those shows.
Hey, Fonz, you should have seen the party we went to last night.
That cycle remained true for decades, says Rebecca Jennings. She's younger than me by about 20 years.
When I was growing up, it was very much like, ooh, like the 70s are back in a very 90s way.
With a return, for example, of 1970s-style singer-songwriters and their hits. Jennings covers internet culture for Vox. She says recently, the nostalgia loop has sped up.
So much faster than 20 years.
Consider the case of wired headphones.
The day has come that wired headphones are officially considered a vintage accessory.
A vintage accessory from the olden days, 2016. As per TikTok, another 2016 comeback is heavy Kim Kardashian-style makeup.
Her makeup artist taught everyone how to contour, essentially, and we had all these beauty YouTubers explaining how to get, like, a cut crease and dramatic winged liner, and people are already like, oh my god, 2016 makeup actually slapped.
I'm gonna contour, I just got
the... TikTok is where 15-year-olds teach each other makeup trends that were cool when they were 9.
I'm using a lot of concealer because I'm 15, and I don't know what dark circles actually look like, but I'm pretty sure I have them.
After the past 2 years, we all do. Of course, young people feel nostalgic for an era before COVID. And the 20-year cycle is still working, with the current rebirth of what's called Y2K fashion from the early aughts. Still, social media has accelerated and scrambled normal rhythms of trends and style, says Rebecca Jennings.
TikTok has a weird way of making every single thing in style at once. You could go to any corner of the app and something will be considered cool.
It's actually a very narrow window of cool.
You see that on HBO's hit show Euphoria, about the world's most disaffected teenagers. That's why Euphoria confuses one fashion world professional.
I had a hard time figuring out, it's like, what year are we in? Is this 2000? Is this 2005?
Alicia Cathy-Shaw knows her vintage. She runs a vintage brand called Neutral Ground in Oakland, California. Euphoria, she says, is a bewitching, disorienting, and very contemporary melange of references ranging from just a few years ago to early Paris Hilton and Britney Spears. This rat bag of current fashion, she says, evolved from instant online access to decades and decades of style to 20 years of fast fashion from H&M and Delia's now crowding virtual resale. Given this jumble of references where everything is in style all at once, I asked Cassie Shaw a question.
Do you think that there's going to be a 2022 look?
Cassie Shaw says it's too early to tell, but just a few days ago, a young influencer was in her shop wearing super trendy clothes from the early aughts. Big chunky shoes, low-rise cargo pants, but also an oversized phone too big to fit in her pockets.
Phones have been getting so much smaller, and I forget what phone she has, but she's taking pictures all the time, and she watches TV on her phone, and her phone, and so it was just this enormous phone.
All the better for a mediated 2022, she says, that might already be nostalgic for the trends of 2021. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.